In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is Catholic Meditation. Today is Tuesday, the 2nd of April, 2019. Greetings, God's good people, and welcome. Let us pray. May the venerable exercises of holy devotion shape the hearts of your faithful, O Lord, to welcome worthily the Paschal mystery and proclaim the praises of your salvation. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Today's first reading is taken from the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 47, verses 1 to 9 and verse 12. The gospel is taken from St. John, chapter 5, verses 1 to 16. I read from the first reading. He brought me back to the entrance of the temple, where a stream flowed eastwards from under the temple threshold, for the temple faced east. The water flowed from under the right side of the temple, south of the altar. He took me out by the north gate and led me right round outside as far as the outer east gate, where the water flowed out on the right-hand side. The man went off to the east holding his measuring line and measured off 1,000 cubits. He then made me wade across the stream. The water reached my ankles. He measured off 1,000 and made me wade across the stream again. The water reached my knees. He measured off 1,000 and made me wade across the stream again. The water reached my waist. He measured off 1,000. It was now a river which I could not cross. The stream had swollen and was now deep water, a river impossible to cross. He then said, "Do you see, son of man?" He then took me and brought me back to the bank of the river. Now, when I reached it, I saw an enormous number of trees on each bank of the river. He said, "This water flows east down to the Arabah and to the sea, and flowing into the sea, it makes its waters wholesome. Wherever the river flows, all living creatures teeming it will live. Fish will be very plentiful, for wherever the water goes, it brings health, and life teems wherever the river flows. Along the river on either bank will grow every kind of fruit tree with leaves that never wither and fruit that never fails. They will bear new fruit every month because this water comes from the sanctuary, and their fruit will be good to eat and their leaves medicinal." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Jesus, our water of life. Jesus, our water of life. Dearly beloved, we are presented today with a substance, an object, which is water. In both readings and the psalm, the image of water is highlighted in a very symbolic way. Water is a symbol of life. Water brings and gives life. Water quenches thirst, brings rebirth and rejuvenation. The human person can survive without food, but not without water. Blood itself contains water. Even plants, they cannot survive without water. Water is life, and water brings joy and freshness. Severally in the Bible, the image of water is used to explain rebirth, life, and growth. They shall blossom like trees planted by the river, Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 8. Like the deer that yearns for running streams, so my soul is thirsting for you, my God, Psalm 42, verses 1 to 6. This explains our desire for God to quench our spiritual thirst as the deer desires running streams to quench its thirst. Again, on encountering the Samaritan woman at the well who came to fetch water, Jesus said to her, "Whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." John chapter 4, verse 14. Finally, in John chapter 19, verse 34, at the crucifixion scene, one of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with a lance, and there flowed blood and water that touched the eyes of the blind soldier, and he regained his sight. He was restored to health. That is the power of the gift of water. Water is life-giving. In today's first reading, the prophet Ezekiel describes the water that flowed in the temple like a stream. The water flowed into the sea, and the prophet could see many trees on the bank of the river. Wherever the river flowed, all living creatures teeming to it lived. Fish were plentiful. The water brought health and medicinal trees with plenty of fruits. Ezekiel chapter 47 verse 9 and verse 12. The psalm of today, Psalm 46 verse 4, talks of a river whose streams bring joy to God's city. It sanctifies the dwelling of the Most High. And in the gospel, we meet another episode of water. It is the pool of Bethesda. The water of the pool touched the sick, the lame, the blind and paralyzed. They were all restored to health. People rushed to it, and many were healed. But something strange, yet powerful and significant happened. That is in the gospel story. A sick man who had been sick for 38 years had been lying there but never had the opportunity to enter the pool as no one helped him. Then he encountered Jesus. Jesus simply told him to get up, pick up your sleeping mat and walk around. John chapter 5 verse 8. Without necessarily entering the pool, as others did, he still got his healing. By this act, dear friends, Jesus proves that he is that true and living water. Jesus is our own stream, our own river and water of life. Dear God's good people, Jesus is that living water. He is that water of life. As pictured by the prophet Ezekiel in the first reading, as pictured in the gospel by the pool of Bethesda, Jesus is that true water that gives life. If we go to him, like those who flocked to the pool of Bethesda, Jesus will heal us of our infirmities. He told the Samaritan woman that he is the water of life, John chapter 4. From this image of Jesus, the water of life, have been composed many songs, such as, "O come to the springs of living water that flow from the Lord," and "Living water, living water, living water, living water that flows from the Lord. Those who drink it will have eternal life." Others were running to pools and wells for water of life. Animals run to streams to quench their thirst. The Israelites had water from the rock. In our case, God's good people, we have Jesus himself. He who drinks his blood will never be thirsty again. He who has him has life and health. Like deers yearn for running streams, let us yearn for Jesus. The church has given us this opportunity. We have holy water, just as it's also symbolic by the baptismal waters. We are made new. We are healed by the waters of baptism. Beloved, come to Jesus. He is that living water. Do you need healing? Do you need life? Do not go far. Your answer is right here next to you. Come to Jesus. And as he healed the sick man at the pool, so too he will heal you. Your life will flourish and you will bear fruit because he is water of life. Amen. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son and the Holy Spirit come on you and remain with you forever. Amen.